Transmit.
Yeah.
Transmit.
Yeah.
Y'all.
What do you say?
Huh? You can see here. Like little rocks.
Something she lost it.
That was a stick.
What?
JBL on the wall.
Check that thing. What about? What did that do?
Move to meeting room and bring laptop. Laptop in hand. Suck the internet dry.
Moet je gewoon stoppen. Heeft niet altijd snel.
Laptop.
Nee, gewoon alles.
Nee.
Zullen we een half minuut wachten voor je de site komen en even wat zien staan?
Yeah.
You should speak in.
Hello. Hello. Hello there, little friend.
Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. He's been writing and he's leading the meeting, but I've prepared a little presentation once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at the conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time we have 40 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last time. Okay. Well, can you wait?
Bling.
Okay. Welcome.
You all. Components design. First of all, I'd like to comment on some of those things. I elaborate some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls. Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what the remote control is formed. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about. Jerome's gone now. Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. It's one of the because when you use remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for our for remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make the case, is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea. It's single covered, curved. Sorry, it's single curved. So it's two dimensional. I think it's best to draw green.
It's a color.
New.
Forward.
Blank. Okay. Let's make it black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. Oh, not that. blank. Okay. So it also looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it's expands. Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had. So it's very so it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is it's easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens is just use some Plossex or another cleaning some cleaning stuff, and it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think we almost concluded about that. This should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in a mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions?
No.
And they should be long lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip. The component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Well, business colors, according to the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah.
Okay,
the
they should be in mind,
but
wouldn't
I
it?
Don't think you have to make
okay, so it doesn't says to have the slogan.
Be recognizable.
Okay. Well, that's possible, of course. Get back to the
R&R
on top of the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because just the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors And also in a lot of possible colors, so it's possible to make very fancy remote controls which people will find interesting and will buy faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of course you can break it when you break it, for example with a pair of scissors or something like that, but if you drop it, it's not broken right away, instead of using plastic, hard plastic or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control, because it, yeah, makes a fence. Okay, well that's all about my findings.
So I thought a little bit about the interface, how it should look, and we determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen, so we'll have to look on that. And the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition, and this is that you ask, give a question to the device, and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker, and so that you say "Good morning, coffee maker," and it says to you back, "Good morning, Joe," or what's your name. There's an easy way to program that. You say "Record" into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer, and then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful because people lose the remote, they can yell, "Remote, where are you?" And then they get calls or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because I tried to make some kind of ID of how it should look like, but I can draw, so don't pay too much of it. I tried to the LCD screen, to draw something. I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program, but
not just speak.
Yeah. So and then the buttons above and below, the mute button, also recognizable as an icon.
What's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one. I thought I forgot something, but the numbers. It should be a bit larger, I think it's not really on scale and so forth. An options button, and I thought the button with the text apart because it's not really options, I think. It's options of the settings of the remote and of the TV and this kind of thing.
Okay.
You could call it settings or something. But this is a bit how I thought. And the LCD somewhere in the remote, perhaps it could be more curvy remote, perhaps. So that it's better in your hand or something. But a microphone for the speech recognition if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, then we have an example of. And then you should get the other options with what you could do. And that you could do with something like this. And it's also, I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings. And older people also don't really want to use this kind of option in use. So they want to use one button and then something happens, and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a scrolling device on the side of your remote, so you could scroll across these things. That's an option. And that was my finding.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something about trends last year. The trends from the past years, what people like, what youngsters like, what elderly people liked, about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The method I use was, like I told, I watched the trends from the past years about color, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people, so we can keep that in mind for designing the device itself. Device I made. The most important thing people liked last year was that the remote control should be look fancy. The second important thing that should be innovative, okay? Like the LCD screen is quite innovative, so that should be great medium for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button, channel, volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. The personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red and stuff.
Grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber. It should be soft, it should be feeling spongy or SpongeBob like things.
Let's build it into a sponge.
Elderly people liked colors which are being seen in the autumn like wood, dark brown, red, deep red and stuff. They liked square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium, those kind of materials they liked. This is a bit like the young people's like, the fruity colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow, that stuff. And then I personally thought a front side of the shape should be something for the youngsters, like this or something. It's a bit like banana, and the color should be yellow or something. And for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors? Different colors, yeah. We should decide whether it's going to be with round shapes. I think, like my colleague, you said, is that better, or for the elderly people, something like the iPod or something with round squares. Simple but easy to use. So that's it. That
the
is
older people are more traditional.
Yeah, like the older colors.
You could change the colors but also be ready. Remember which shape you should.
Yeah, I guess changing colors will be easier than
changing the shape of the
shape. Perhaps you could find something in the middle. Round but square.
Round corners but square.
Yeah.
Maybe then both groups will buy.
Yeah.
If you do it a square with round corners but a little in the middle.
Like
this. a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a bit square, but it's also a bit round.
With a beer glass.
So, but then.
I know what you mean.
Same size.
It's also easy to put in your hand.
Yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped. So that's that's a good thing. So that's in the tubes. People know that.
We'll recognize that's a remote control.
Yeah.
What I saw on your.
Look, something like that. The autumn colors, like red, brown, they like the wood a lot. So maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something.
Yeah.
And color and a bit old school style, Renaissance, medieval kind of
things. Swords.
Yeah, those kind of things. So you see the big difference between the young people, fresh, exciting, and old people.
So that's easy to do with
the
color.
It's
easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And material, rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials and spongy ones, and the old people like plain wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber.
Yeah. Also in
Yeah, but software where you can feel.
No, but
you have the like the eraser or something. That's a bit you
yeah.
can press it in or something harder.
But like this kind of rubber. Yes,
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
It is quite hard. Yes.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kind of spongy.
I think it's rubber. So we should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a better thing to do.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it. And you can decide there.
I also can't help but notice that you used you had a remote control, but had the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah, I think the LCD screen should be.
This
like
was your size,
yeah.
But I think it should be larger.
Yeah, 3/4 of the.
Yeah, 3/4. So you don't have to put your.
But it won't get that small.
When
the LCD is wide.
So when you get this. kind of like this?
Mm-hmm.
Or should it be larger?
Larger.
Larger because you want to put your hand.
Because
you can put your hand there, and then you won't touch the screen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, true.
Your thumb here.
But not on the screen because.
Because when
like
you
a
put
game
your.
Board
yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself, you always get some.
You always touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be very greasy and stuff.
But you won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
1, 2, 0.
You don't want it too
digits.
Small. How yeah, how large?
You have to, because some fat people with thick fingers
fingers.
Three buttons at the same time.
Well, if you want to make it international, Japanese people, they have rather small hands.
Yeah, true. But
yeah,
we have a zoom option, right?
Zoom option? Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. You can make it larger with
yeah.
the accompanying. A greater field to push the button.
And we won't include a pen or something to point. We want to do with our fingers, right?
Your fingers, yeah. You don't want because
you
if you lose a pen,
you
can
lose a
pen.
Yeah,
if you lose a pen, you can't
use.
With
your fingers.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
use
yeah.
Pen.
Yeah.
They think it's fine. Yeah, I think this is a good size for the screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be.
Maybe we have to add a tissue and remove the grease.
Yeah,
you
can
use
it whatever, any
soft
no.
Yeah. You can
okay,
find
maybe if I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision, so we can discuss these points. There are those points. Energy question mark? How should we supply thing with energy, and how are we going to do a separate docking station and then put accus in it? Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here. I hope you have ideas about them.
I think energy will more batteries and
docking station.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the
first point.
We already
include
that on the rechargeable batteries,
yeah.
which you can recharge
yeah.
through the docking station.
Yeah.
So
pick
the batteries on that.
I kind of like your.
Changer.
You get some of those. Wireless mice.
Yeah,
mouse.
Yeah.
A bit of mice.
Yeah.
Like those kind of batteries.
But it should be, I think, normal batteries,
normal plain batteries you can buy at the supermarket.
Simple rechargeable
batteries. What was with the chip on print?
The chip on print? You just, I think so. Chip on print with a simple, not simple, not simple, but also this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does it work with an LCD screen? Instead of
You always have three points.
Always have 3 points, huh?
Yeah, sure, of course.
So I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question.
First,
was in there and I didn't.
Well, chip on print, I think what they mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got an LCD screen,
yeah,
with no, with not the buttons
but
are not always in the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button, or if you got several options appearing on the screen, the coordinations aren't always the same. When you get a regular button, the button on standby is always in the same place, and you get on the
printing of an LCD screen is more advanced than a normal printplate, so that's not any discussion, I think. So you need some kind of CPU, I think?
I suppose so.
Right. I don't think
it is a simple CPU, but it is.
Yeah, okay, but I don't know if Nautilus.
Yeah, because it has to.
Yeah, it's quite a simple LCD screen. I think they don't need that.
The remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or just you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah, okay, true. True.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit on CPU. Know in which state you are and which button you are pressing at the moment.
Because we're projecting the button on the LCD screen.
And the touchscreen makes it possible to get the coordination of your finger on the screen.
In case, yeah, we already discussed the case, we wanted to make it from over.
The hardware, at least, or software.
The hardware, I think, is easy to have.
Yeah,
yeah. So cube shapes is something between square shapes, tetrahedral cones, and round shapes. No, I don't think. I think it's more round than square.
Yeah, it's. I think it should be a bit longer.
I think it means more the young people than the older people.
Yeah.
But that's what we want. Huh? Yeah, that's our target.
It's a main target.
Lower than 40 years, I think.
Mm. And how about my idea of making it with one single curve?
Oh, yeah.
So
I thought that was quite.
Because it's a gadget and you want to show it off, of course.
Yeah. Fancy design, right. If you put it on your table or LCD screen, you don't have to put it in the enemy and you can put it next to you and then find it in.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's not easy. So you get a single curved rubber, fancy color,
you can't
remote control.
You can't. Oh, you can draw it on paper and then draw it on the.
Yes,
yeah, but I really. And draw it on the reviews sure. What about the user interface? There are also some questions. You have some ideas?
Yeah, I
have. You showed your drawing.
Did it again. I miss a few buttons. But at least you should also have an. I just remembered a menu to go back to the first. But if you touch options, you can't go back to this right away now. This.
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
Mine is in the plus.
I think it's
easier.
I don't know. I thought it was easier to handle it this way, but I don't know what they think.
Sorry.
Do you like the buttons horizontal or vertical?
Or sound and
depends on the screen. If you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle.
Well, if we make it like this,
yeah,
I think if you put it like
square.
This,
yeah, sure. I think it's easier to have it something like button minus here, plus over here, minus here, plus over here, and on here.
Yeah.
All your buttons, and on here, the top.
options.
Yeah. But I think
And
I'm
then you have something like the B over here. And the sound.
Yeah, I think that's a matter of what you're used to. I think I would put the plus and the min here. And then the P in the middle and the sound in the middle.
Something like.
Your turn.
Plus, minus, plus. Oh.
Almost.
Minus.
Yeah, I think when you're holding it, you could press the minus and the plus, and with the other finger, the minus and the plus.
Yeah, I think you're going to use it with one thumb.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I don't know. Perhaps I have some.
We'll leave that to the usability engineer.
Who's the usability engineer?
That's me.
She's.
I'm going to look if I've got some examples. Because perhaps you should choose what's most often used.
Yeah.
If you can use that way.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, that I have that. Those numbers.
Here, I don't really know.
Channel selection.
Per hour 168. Volume selection 4.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's usually plus or minus above each other or next to each other, on the normal remote.
Not how often it's used, but.
What about you?
Depends on the remote.
Looking here, here's it's below, here also, and here's next to each other. I think it's
not. I think I mean, because I have two televisions now, one is horizontal, one is vertical. So
yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I think the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and down, and the program is next to each other because you go further and back.
Yeah. Sure.
That's how it is usually. When I look here,
okay,
that's what I see.
It's got to change.
Yeah, well, I think we don't have to decide about that now, how where we will put the button.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is user interface.
Yeah. It's content, it isn't the actual design. You should know where you move place.
Okay, well.
And speech, shall we implement that?
Yeah, well, we just heard about the new
technology. It's easy for the clever unit, then it's here.
Yeah. And then you should also find a place. You could, if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something.
Mm.
You can talk into the corner.
A microphone, yeah.
Well, it's not even necessary, because like you can make a very sensitive microphone. It makes it possible to just put it around underneath it or on the bottom of it.
Yeah,
maybe at the bottom where you can help hold it.
Yeah,
and there's also a microphone.
So in the middle of
I think that's not very important. Yeah. It doesn't matter where the microphone is.
But you should decide.
Okay.
Right?
What?
I think where it isn't seen most.
Yeah. Shouldn't be
inside.
You could put it in a logo of the company.
Well, maybe just in
between
the
browser's arc.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it, because it is the unique idea of our remote, the speech control.
So where do you want to put it?
Oh, maybe
it doesn't make it any more fancy, because you get to see.
Actually, it does, because you can find it there.
Yeah, but look.
It's a way for you to. So it makes it more fancy because other remotes don't have it.
Yeah.
But are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
The microphone, there is no button.
The microphone is very. Small thing, you can make it look like it's big, so it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the best. Where isn't it? It isn't most exciting.
Okay,
I think.
Well, put it there, anyway.
That doesn't really matter.
No, actually, it doesn't.
Okay. So?
Any more?
So, well, type, settlement.
In the first time?
Yeah, well, we already discussed
Yeah,
that,
something
so
supplements
the
and
supplement
I think
supplement
I thought
the,
like you said, like scroll up next to the remote isn't that handy. I think it's better to just type tap what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, if the back button go back. If you want to choose all the settings, you press all the settings and it goes to that submenu.
Yeah, the young people do like
to
scroll.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so too. So why not on side?
Or at least, yeah, I don't know if you can scroll, but the menu orientated they like most, and I think you can navigate through a menu great with a scroll.
Yeah, I
so
think
you
it's
settings,
faster. I think the scroll is easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a lot of options, then
you have a lot of options because when
five,
you use when you use the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television, you should scroll down on a menu, which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah, that's true.
So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Okay.
You make just a rubber, just like on your mouse. Or just put it on the side and it's very easy to use.
I think I would make it even more fancy because you have an interesting thing on the side. Touch.
It's also different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design or the user interface? Components? Everybody thinks they can.
Yeah, what's the standard color?
Is there a standard color?
No, we have different colors. How many colors?
You
get
different colors, but you should have a standard color.
I think black is standard.
Yeah, black is standard.
But then with a yellow,
dark or something like this color or something.
Just a regular
Light color. Yeah.
And then
or silver
covers.
I think it's better to have silver nowadays.
Silver, yeah.
I think
yeah.
I see more silver.
See a lot of
but still, silver and black are.
Yeah,
well, silver
black
is
are
new, but
colors.
Also traditional.
Yeah.
So,
I think we have silver, black, and between those, like, I don't know, five colors between them. So
yeah, what about a yellow thing? I mean,
it's
yellow.
It could be ugly, but it's definitely fancy.
Red?
yeah, that's right.
Green?
But if you use silver, silver rubber isn't fancy.
True?
When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when you use silver rubber, it is fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I would think about colors like red, yellow,
yeah,
green, blue.
Of course, fruity colors.
Yes.
And the autumn colors, like red and brown. They are dark red and brown.
Maroon,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And you like to have a normal black one or?
Who's pinging?
No,
okay. Okay, so that wraps it up. Everybody knows what to do. Well, I wrote it down here.
What to do?
I wrote it down here what to do.
Okay.
The next meeting is once again in 30 minutes. Here are the individual actions, and especially notice that the industrial designer and the user interface designer are going to work together on a prototype drawing on a smart board, and of course, to all four of us, specific instructions will be emailed by personal coach.
We'll work together, do we have to stay here or do we?
Well, I'd say just wait for email and find out. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, well, that was what I had to say. Final thoughts from anyone?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'll make a new one for you.
Thanks.
Six out.
Nine.
Okay, well, I'll try to push the minutes on the project forward as soon as possible.
Okay.
Hopefully, faster. Okay, good luck.
Good
Shall we hear?
Yeah,
this is smart.